Here he is, Hooch. Hello.
Good morning, Darren. Good morning, listeners.
All right, we missed you last week because, well, you had Moz's funeral last week down at Blunston.
Yes, certainly did.
So, big affair, mate?
Oh, mate, we called it a celebration of life for the big guy, and it was an absolute amazing. Like, the statistics are crazy. The organisation that went into it was short and sharp because you don't plan for these things, but we figured that we got to do something special for the great man, Mozza, and fingers crossed we pulled that off. I'm a pretty hard taskmaster when it comes to doing things for Mozza, but I was super impressed. A huge shout-out to everyone involved because it was absolutely crazy.
Yeah. He met a lot of people in his life, that's for sure.
Well, he had a huge, huge blanket effect on everyone that he met, and he stuck in people's minds, and I think over his short life, and funny, that song that you mentioned that was playing this morning before I come on, that was exactly how he lived his life. That was definitely in the fast lane, and I mean, we had, well, I don't know, there is a vision, and the celebration was live streamed. Now, it was crazy how many people watch that. It was 42,000 people watch that, which the people that do the funerals, Millingtons, they were just absolutely spellbound by this. And then we had to also then circle around and tell the story of the great man to the funeral people, and they got the gist of just how awesome he was.
Yeah. Sent him out well. All right. Now, daylight savings actually starts Sunday morning.
Yes, and I mean, let's talk about daylight savings, because with the funeral or the celebration of life, and also the fact that I'm in lockdown and I had to get special dispensation to go to the funeral, that was pretty crazy. The paperwork there was mad, but a few stipulations that they put on me, but luckily, given the legislation and how it works, I was able to get down and back. But in that, and also the fact that I'm in I think I'm out today, actually, from self-isolation, so I do apologise I don't have many reports, but we can talk about daylight saving. It's this weekend, and it sets us up for a great season.
Well, starts 2 a.m. Sunday morning, so put your clocks forward 1 hour before you go to bed Saturday night or first thing Sunday. So let's have a look at this weekend. And like you said, you've been, you know, up to your necks in it and otherwise engaged over the last week or so. So you don't have many fishing reports, do you, actually?
No, I've had plenty of time to myself to look and check, but I just haven't. I've been a bit sort of foggy and addled, you know, and this week's been a bit wild because the planning of the funeral is office now, and now I've got lots of times to sort of think. So I've only been a 2 out of 10 this week, but I think I'm a 4 out of 10 today, so that's all good. So next week we'll have a cracking report, but what I was making mention of daylight savings, it's basically the signal of a new season to me. It's great because you've got time to do those things after work, like go to the river and have a flick for a trout, or you can head down to the beach and have a really nice evening beach fishing into a tide. That, you know, the tide means that rising tide will mean that it's daylight, not dark, and it's great after work and of a weekend to be able to go and beach fish and that sort of thing.
So I'll do the tides now, thanks to Deegan Marine. So it's
actually, like how I led you into the tides like that?
Perfect, mate. You're a thorough pro. It's actually high tide right now, 3.1 metres. And the next high is at 6:23 tonight, just over 3 metres. Saturday's high at about 10 past 7 in the morning, 3 metres. And Sunday's high at about 9 in the morning, also 3 metres, thanks to Deegan Marine. What about that kayaking kid during the week? Got caught by the tides up Circular Head area. Did you hear about that?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, he went off kayaking, I believe, and then and then got caught by a tidal rush, I believe, and ended up staying on an island, luckily. And then they sent the choppers and everything out and light planes or whatever and a heap of fishing boats, and they found him and safe and well, all good. So just be careful of those tides.
Oh, that's great news. And the tides up that way, you know, Circular Head, and you keep going up past Stanley and Montague. There's a couple of areas up that way where the tide fair dinkum rips. The area up at Montague, as good as it is for fishing, it is quite treacherous for the first time angler. And I think there'd be a couple of listeners out there that can vouch for that, sitting high up on the sand and needing a book and some food for over 7 hours, being caught on the tidal flats there. So, yeah, very important to keep your eye on the tides. Very important to get a gist of how the tides work in an area you go fishing, because if you've fished all your life to a degree, then the tide comes in, the tide comes out, not a real big deal.
Yeah.
On the northwestern tips and then the northeastern tips, that tide fluctuation can bring you undone, no worries at all. So it's very important to keep an eye on it.
Yeah. All right. Anyway, that ended well, so that's good. So people will be looking for a bit of trout this weekend, I reckon. Probably the pick of the days will be Sunday. So we should have mostly fine conditions on Sunday with the winds easing. So I reckon that's the go.
Yeah. These winds are pretty wild, so that'll keep people at bay. But when those winds drop, quite often it brings food to what we call the lee shore. So if you're going to a lake, or you're fishing a bigger estuary, that the wind direction will pick up food and deposit it on the water, and that blows across the water surface and can lead to a bit of a feeding frenzy. So if you work out where that wind's been blowing and go to the lake shore that wind has been ending, you know, blowing towards and depositing the food, you can catch quite an amount of trout when they're on their little feeding frenzy.
Right now, Team Penn with Moz and Hooch, so what's happening with that now? If people want to look you up on the website or Facebook. Have you changed that?
Yeah, still Team Penn Simrad Fishing. So Team Penn Simrad Fishing is still obviously up and away. Moz was an integral part of that, but it's a team.
Yeah.
It's a team of five or six people, and basically it will carry on the work that we do. Like, Team Penn was a very formidable game fishing team, and when we go, we still like to think that we could be, but it's more about a group of blokes that promote Tasmania and promote fishing. And we promote fishing right through from this new term that I've accidentally created called a puddler. So a puddler is a fisherman that sort of likes to have a go but hasn't got much of an idea. So we love the puddlers, and that's the soul of Team Penn when Moz is concerned, is schooling the puddlers up and giving them some time. And that's what we're all about. And that's educating people. If you want to learn a knot or you want to have a chat at the boat ramp about the best way to go about something, we won't be experts in the field, but we can also offer some advice based on experience and or to sort you in the right direction.
Beautiful. All right, mate. Have a great weekend. Catch you next Friday.
All right. Too easy. Will do. Thank you.